Cybersecurity. Today is a password day. You're urged to change your passwords, et cetera, et cetera. Ransomware. Targeters, people with nefarious reasons behind them. They target hospitals. They target tech companies. Was it last year? Was it the big hotels in Vegas, casinos, all that stuff? And sometimes individuals can be paralyzed by ransomware. Hackers, what they do is they break in. You're familiar with it. They break into the corporate network, encrypted stuff. They lock up different files. They hold them hostage until a ransom's paid. And it's a crime, but it's growing, and it's more costly and disruptive every single year. And cybersecurity people have to stay on top of this daily. And there's a new group of young criminal hackers from the U.S., also in Canada, the U.K. The FBI says they're called Scattered Spider, and they're teaming up with the Russians. What the heck? So cybersecurity expert, I thought we'd lean on CEO of Smart Data Solutions, Sashi Yadiki, is with us. Good morning, Sashi.
Good morning.
So, ransomware. What is it? Now, thank God I've never been hacked. Basically, because I got nothing they want. But corporations, I mentioned the big casinos, hotels, all that stuff. What is it that the hackers ask for in ransom?
You know, clearly this is a growing concern. As you mentioned, the attacks are, you know, collaborated these days between, you know, as they represent Western hackers potentially working with Russian hackers. Data theft is the biggest, focus for the hackers. You know, we've helped healthcare organizations who are impacted. The focus there is how do you capture person's information, especially personal health records, is more important than the regular, information. That's you see that the price of a health record is so high. The hackers are trying to capture information and then negotiate. So what we have done is to help the healthcare companies who are impacted by this scenario to come and take them out of that. We were able to help about 20-odd health insurance and provider organizations who are impacted by connecting them with our, clearinghouse services.
Okay. But now, if they ask for a ransom, they ask him for cash? They're not asking for cash. What do they want?
Well, it's not clear, it could come in so many ways, right? It would be a Bitcoin. It could be largely through a mechanism by which you can trace the payment. That's really the focus.
Got it. And if you pay it, I think I already know the answer to this, but if you pay that ransom, do they go away and never return?
No. I mean, you pretty much are explaining that you are vulnerable, right? That's obviously the toughest part that our clients are in, right? You got a lot of, in this recent case, providers and payers are impacted. You can't submit the claims. The entire members, they're not able to get paid. And you got the organization in a situation wherein the entire data is not with them. And The hackers, right, really don't want to release it till the time you do something with it. Now, if you do something with it in terms of payment, you're creating a vulnerable situation. It's not an easy solution. Clearly, you can have all the preparedness in terms of good backup scenarios, right? You bring the assistance by yourself, but the data is already leaked, and there are a significant risk with that data.
Sashi Yadiki is with us. He's an expert. Smart Data Solutions is he's the head guy there, cybersecurity expert. But Sashi, let me ask you this. These are big honking organizations, hospitals, big tech companies. Tech companies for sure ought to be able to get this on the front end before anything even happens. Are they not staying up to date on their own walls of security?
You know, you'd be surprised about this, right? I mean, number one, you should absolutely be, in forefront of it, whether you're a tech company or a healthcare company, to be compliant with all the regulations, HITRUST certifications and all that. But the most preferred option for people to come in is through employees. You just require one rogue employee who is not trained, with all the procedures, are not compliant with it, right? Yep. How do you make sure your employees are adhering to, your expectations of all the cybersecurity measures? So education of your team is so important. You also need to make sure that you have a mechanism by which you can isolate this impact to specific areas through the architecture rather than the entire company being impacted. So people are focusing, but you also need to understand, the hackers are getting very, very sophisticated. It's also becoming very easy to attack because of the tools that that are available in the dark web today.
Oh, my gosh. And so one of the things I'm hearing you say, correct me if I'm wrong, it could be where a new employee, what if one of these hackers from this scattered spider group sends somebody to get a job at your big company specifically to infiltrate and then get in on the back end? Would that be a thing?
Yeah, I think it's possible, right? You think about, these days, you've got organizations having team members across different parts of the world. You have U.S. companies that use, for example, services out of, companies like, countries like Philippines or India or any other places. You could have somebody coming under the influence of significant amount of money, and they could only require to provide, access to that information, and you can come through the network. I mean, obviously, there are significant preventive measures people have. The organizations have invested in them, but if an organization was not careful enough to implement all the procedures, and these are all things that we as cybersecurity support structures, right, to organizations have encountered in conversations with the client.
And I would imagine the hackers are, while you're staying every day on top of security, the hackers are staying every day on trying to hack in. They come up with new things every day. Yeah. Wow. All right. And they're working with Russia now. That's what the people in charge here, I don't know, cybersecurity researchers, maybe you're saying that some of these scattered spider kids, they're working with Russia.
Yeah, I can't. First of all, I'm a cybersecurity solution person. I'm not a ransomware person. But I would have, from a general perspective, there is a collaboration across in the dark web, is what I understand.
The dark web. That's just scary enough right there. Holy crap. Smart Data Solutions. He is Sashi Adiki. It's interesting to chat. You're scaring the snot out of me, but it's interesting to chat with you anyway. Go fix this. I know you got a lot on your plate, Sashi. I appreciate your information, though, this morning.
Yeah. So, again, we are actually able to help clients who are impacted, who were recently impacted with the cyber attack in healthcare, wherein the data related to claims needed to flow. We stepped in, helped the clients to submit. We focus on automation, help the healthcare companies to improve.
Could you go into like a big giant healthcare company or tech company, something like that, and look at their, I guess you'd call it their wall of security, and say, look, you guys, you got a weak brick right here. We need to fix this. We need to fix that. Can you do that before there's an attack?
Yeah. Again, I think those are all expectations from an organization like us, compliance, regulatory and compliance standards, meet them, whether it is HIPAA, NIST frameworks or compliance with GDPR,
All right. Sashi, we're going to let you go. Sashi Adiki. appreciate it. Have a marvelous day. Go forth and go get these hackers, man. We'll see you later. Thank you. 1320 WILS, back in a minute.